فمن خاف من موص جنفا أو إثما فأصلح بينهم فلا إثم عليه إن الله غفور رحيم.
Whoever knows that there is an error in judgment from the person who made the will, or that there is some injustice in it, and advises the person, and rectifies the wrong, and reconciles between those who are in disagreement about it, then there is no blame on them. Rather, they are rewarded for putting things right. Allah is forgiving towards whomever of His servants repents to Him, and is compassionate with them.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون.
O you who have faith in Allah and follow His Prophet, Allah has ordered you to fast, as He ordered those before you, so that you may become mindful of Allah, protecting yourself from His punishment by doing good actions, fasting being one of the best of these.
أَيَّامًا مَعْدُودَاتٍ فَمَنْ كَانَ مِنْكُمْ مَرِيضًا أَوْ عَلَى سَفَرٍ فَعِدَّةٌ مِّنْ أَيَّامٍ أُخَرٍ وعلى الذين يطيقونه فدية طعام مسكين فمن تطوع خيرا فهو خير له وأن تصوموا خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون.
You are ordered to fast for a small number of days in the year. Yet whoever of you is ill, with an illness that makes fasting difficult, or traveling, then they do not need to fast. But they can make up for these days by fasting the same number of other days. Those who are able to fast, but do not, should compensate by feeding a poor person for every day they did not fast. Fasting is better for you than not fasting and feeding a poor person instead, if you only knew what goodness there is in fasting. This was the first of Allah's laws about fasting. Whoever wanted to fast did so, and whoever did not want to fast was permitted not to, and fit a poor person instead. Afterwards, Allah made fasting a duty for every able person who has reached puberty.
شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصمه ومن كان مريضا أو على سفر فعدة من أيام أخر يريد الله بكم اليسر ولا يريد بكم العسر ولتكملوا العدة ولتكبروا الله على ما هداكم ولعلكم تشكرون.
The Quran was first revealed to the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, on the night of decree in the month of Ramadan. Allah revealed it as a guidance for people, with clear proofs of its guidance. And the criterion between the truth and falsehood, whoever reaches the month of Ramadan and is well and healthy, is required to fast, and whoever is ill, or for whom fasting is difficult, or is traveling, then they may break their fast. If they do not fast, then they must perform makeup fasts for the days they missed at another time. Allah intends ease and not hardship in what He decrees for you, and wants you to complete the right number of days and to glorify Him upon the completion of Ramadan, on the day of Eid, as He helped you and made it possible for you to fast, so that you thank Allah for guiding you to this religion, which He has approved for you.
وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانِ فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لِي وَلْيُؤْمِنُوا بِي لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْشُدُونَ.
If they ask you, O Prophet, about how close Allah is and about His answering of prayers, Allah is close to them and knows everything about them. He hears their prayer, and they do not need intermediaries or to raise their voices. Allah responds to the call of whoever calls Him sincerely, praying to Him. So, let them be devoted to Him and His sacred law, firm in their faith, as that is the best route to Allah's response. Perhaps in that way they might be rightly guided in worldly and sacred matters. Beneficial points. Allah made fasting obligatory on Muslims and on people who came before them because it brings about mindfulness of Allah and helps sustain it. Allah distinguished the month of Ramadan by revealing the Quran in it. It is the month of the Quran, which is why the Prophet, peace be upon him, would study it with Gabriel during Ramadan. The sacred law of Islam is based, in its principles and practice, on making things easy and removing difficulty. Allah has not, therefore, made things difficult for us in following this way of life. The verses instruct the believers to glorify Allah by chanting the Takbir on the night and day of the Eid, thanking Allah for His blessings and recognizing His gifts. The verses remind the believers of the closeness of Allah to His servants, and that He surrounds them, knowing everything about them, and that He listens to their prayers and responds to them.
أُحِلَّ لَكُمْ لَيْلَةَ الصِّيَامِ الرَّفَثُ إِلَى نِسَائِكُمْ هُنَّ لِبَاسٌ لَكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ لِبَاسٌ لَهُنَّ. علم الله أنكم كنتم تختانون أنفسكم فتاب عليكم وعفى عنكم فالآن باشروهن وابتغوا ما كتب الله لكم وكلوا واشربوا حتى يتبين لكم الخيط الأبيض من الخيط الأسود من الفجر ثم أتموا الصيام إلى الليل ولا تباشروهن وأنتم عاكفون في المساجد تلك حدود الله فلا تقربوها. كَذَلِكَ يُبَيِّنُ اللَّهُ آيَاتِهِ لِلنَّاسِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَّقُونَ.
At first, it was not allowed for a man, if he had gone to sleep on the night of the fast, and then woke up before dawn, to eat or drink, or approach his wife. Allah replaced this ruling, allowing you, O believers, to have relations with your wives during the nights of fasting. They are a protection for you, keeping you pure, and you are a cover for them, keeping them pure. You both need each other. Allah knew that you were betraying yourselves by doing what you were not allowed to. So He had mercy on you, turning to you when you asked for forgiveness, and made things easier for you to have relations with them and seek the children Allah has decreed for you, and eat and drink during the whole of the night, until the break of true dawn is clear to you. Then complete your fast, not consuming anything from the break of dawn until sunset. But do not have relations with your wives when you are in spiritual retreat in the mosques, because that invalidates the retreat. These laws are the limits of Allah between what is allowed and what is forbidden, so do not go near them. Whoever goes near the limits of Allah is close to falling into what is prohibited by clearly setting out such laws. Allah makes His signs obvious to people so that they may be mindful of Him and do what He instructs and leave what He has prohibited.
وَلَا تَأْكُلُوا أَمْوَالَكُمْ بَيْنَكُمْ بِالْبَاطِلِ وَتُدْلُوا بِهَا إِلَى الْحُكَّامِ لِتَأْكُلُوا فَرِيقًا مِّنْ أَمْوَالِ النَّاسِ بِالْإِثْمِ وَأَنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ
Do not take each other's wealth unjustly, robbing it or taking it by force or by cheating, and then making it a legal dispute in order to obtain others' wealth wrongfully. When you know that Allah has prohibited that, committing a sin knowingly is the worst of things and has the greatest of punishments.
يسألونك عن الأهلة قل هي مواقيت للناس والحج وليس البر بأن تأتوا البيوت من ظهورها ولكن البر من اتقى وأتوا البيوت من أبوابها واتقوا الله لعلكم تفلحون
They ask you, O Messenger, about the formation of the new moons and their changing states. Tell them in reply about the wisdom behind them, that they measure time for people, so that they know when to do their acts of worship, such as the months of Hajj and fasting, and the completion of the year for Zakat. They also fix the time frames of transactions, such as the deadlines for paying blood money or debts. It is not righteousness or goodness that you come to houses from the rear wearing your ihram for Hajj or Umrah, as they used to claim during the time of ignorance before Islam. Rather, true righteousness is the righteousness of whoever is mindful, outwardly and inwardly. So, enter houses from their correct doors, because it is easier for you and less troublesome. Allah does not overburden you with difficulty, so protect yourself from the punishment of Allah by doing good, in order that you may be successful in achieving what you wish for, and in escaping from what you fear.
وَقَاتِلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ الَّذِينَ يُقَاتِلُونَكُمْ وَلَا تَعْتَدُوا إن الله لا يحب المعتدين.
Fight in order to raise the word of Allah against those of the disbelievers who fight you to turn you away from the religion of Allah. But do not overstep the limits of Allah by killing children, women, the elderly, or by mutilating the dead, and so on. Allah does not love those who overstep the limits He has established and made sacred. Beneficial points. The rulings of the sacred law are based on making things easier and less troubling, because Allah understands the weakness of His servants. The legislation of i'tikaf, staying in spiritual retreat in the mosque for worship, involves not doing anything that goes against the aims of i'tikaf, including being affectionate with women. The verses demonstrate the prohibition of taking the wealth of others unjustly, and of using any ways that achieve this, including bribery. True righteousness and mindfulness is through following the sacred law and honoring its limits. Injustice or overstepping the limits is prohibited because the religion of Islam is based on justice and kindness.